Vocal health. Vocal health is a major occupational hazard in teaching, training, or lecturing. Individuals new to these professions often struggle with their voices early on because they aren't used to using them constantly, every day. Alas, vocal training, something we believe is essential for teachers, trainers, and lecturers, is sadly lacking in training courses. NQTs I have worked with have mentioned that they are offered a one-hour lecture at the beginning of their PGCE course for approximately 250 students. There is also pressure from within these professions not to make a fuss or to have sickness absence, yet potentially vocal strain and damage is very serious and in the worst cases lead to permanent damage to the person's voice. In our work, we have met inexperienced professionals who have been told to get on with their work because there's no one else to cover for them. Could you imagine the uproar if a nurse was told this if she complained of back strain? A doctor who told an NQT, who was clearly very unwell, "You won't be able to have time off. Who will look after your students?" Presumably, he came into his surgery spreading germs because he had patients to see. And head teachers who openly say that colds, sore throats, and vocal strain are all part of the challenge of the first couple of years of teaching. And once new teachers have built up an immunity to germs, they'll be fine. In the meantime, they'd better grin and bear it. Well, we're not here to be political, but your voice is important and you are responsible for avoiding it being damaged. If this means you have to take sick leave as a preventative measure, you need to take a professional view on this. There is no point struggling on during the week, only to have to take more days off the following week, and contrary to some myths, the weekend is not just there to recover from an illness and for you to return back on Monday still unwell. However, as a professional, you need to be aware of as many preventative measures as possible to avoid sore throats, vocal strain, tiredness, and potential vocal damage. We are going to cover some of the key areas here. Vocal strain. This is caused by the misuse and overuse of the voice. We will be covering how you produce the voice in another section. Use your voice as a microphone. To summarise, if you produce the sound of your voice in the wrong way, your vocal folds will be injured. It is rather like banging your knee. There is some swelling created round the injured area to protect it. In the same way, the vocal folds swell up and mucus forms around to protect it. This leads to a husky, gravelly voice that is more difficult to use. If you keep using the voice when it sounds and feels like this, you are likely to develop nodules, which are tiny, hard cartilage on the vocal folds, which prevent the folds vibrating and touching each other as you speak. The only way of removing these is by a complicated operation. Rod Stewart has had many such operations. Drinking water. It takes the body 2 hours to absorb water to ensure it is hydrated. A dehydrated body means that the vocal folds are dry. This could cause vocal strain and also for mucus to form around them to protect them. Mucus is horrid because you are constantly wanting to clear your throat. Something that could strain the larynx anyway. When you get up in the morning, drink 500 millilitres of water. Drink water throughout the day. It's perfectly permissible to drink water whilst you're working as a professional, as a preventative measure. We normally recommend you drink approximately 1.5 litres of water a day, although this can include tea and soft drinks, but not alcohol. Avoiding tension in the training area, sitting, twisting around when you speak. Tension in your body prevents the air going into the mouth easily and for the vocal production to be placed in the head. We cover this more in Your Voice as a Microphone section. However, it is important to cover this in this section too. Executive Voice has identified three key hazard areas where you could develop tension during your working day. These do not include very stressful situations. Number one, when you are standing, you always need to adopt the Diva-Devo position as a default posture. This is a neutral, non-threatening, yet confident professional position. It also enables you to get rid of tension you hold in your body. Number two, sitting. Instead of slouching in your chair, you need to ensure you are sitting up. We recommend that you put your feet firmly on the ground with a little weight on them. Sit on the chair with your sitting bones from your pelvis, shoulders down, jaw relaxed, head up. Breathe from your abdomen. This has the feeling of blowing out quickly. Feel the muscles in your abdomen moving. Also, a cough uses these muscles. When you are speaking, make sure your chest is relaxed and open, and that you always breathe from your abdomen. Executive Voice has come across some dreadful chairs in primary schools which are too low for adults. They're too soft and do not support the adult's back. We always recommend that they are changed for something more comfortable and to prevent injury. Also, if you are short, you might have problems putting your feet firmly on the ground. Executive Voice recommends you either change the chair for a smaller one, have a box to put your feet on, or sit forward in the chair. Number three, twisting round when you speak. Whiteboards and flip charts are frequently used in all methods of teaching and training. However, they have the challenge of you maintaining contact with your group or class whilst writing. If you keep looking over your shoulder whilst you speak to maintain eye contact or to keep an eye on potential troublemakers, you risk straining your voice because you have created tension in your neck and chest area. Try to work out how you would angle your feet at 45 degrees so that you do not have your back to the group or class, but you are still able to write on the board. On the Executive Voice website, there is a short video illustrating this. There are occasions when you have to go into work, so there are some emergency measures if you have lost your voice or if you have a very croaky voice. Please remember, we are not doctors, and before you take any medication, you should speak to your pharmacist who will recommend the correct medication for you. A croaky voice could be the result of a cold where mucus had formed. The mucus could have infected the larynx, inflaming the area, hence the croaky voice. It could also be caused by misuse of the voice. So here are my top tips. In order to take down the inflammation of the vocal folds, you should seek advice from a pharmacist or doctor to be recommended and prescribed medication that could reduce the swelling. A decongestant could also be taken for up to 3 days. This will reduce the mucus which is blocking the cords or the vocal folds. Executive Voice would also recommend steaming the voice with hot water in a bowl with Vic, but only half a teaspoon in the water, otherwise it will steam up your eyes and make them very uncomfortable. Put your head under a towel and breathe in the steam, but be careful not to scald yourself. Gargle with salt water 3 times a day, just to keep the throat clean. Put eucalyptus oil on your pillow at night to unblock the nasal passages. And the last one is to get saline solution from your chemist or pharmacist and squirt those up your nasal passages just to cleanse that area. If you're in any doubt, please seek medical advice. Exercise. This is a serious aspect of training, teaching, and lecturing, and preventative measures are highly recommended. If you recognise that your voice is husky at the end of the day, try to work out what you are doing wrong. If it keeps being husky and you have tried all of the preventative measures, including altering your posture, vocal production, etc., we recommend that you contact Executive Voice for individual or group training, or that you go to see your doctor. Insist on being referred to an ear, nose, and throat specialist who could diagnose what the problem is. Possibly you will be referred to a speech therapist who will do similar work to Executive Voice, although they do not apply the skills learnt to your work situation.